Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Late night anger management class. This is Fortridge. I am Morency. Throwing it down. It's the Wicked Wednesday. And oh, it was wicked once again this evening, wasn't it? As the Golden State Warriors come back from the dead. And it's fitting that you just heard the song that just played, Left for Dead. Left for Dead, but I'm not. Great band, Homicide, written by me. Our band, Homicide. But and that is true. But all kidding aside, the Golden State Warriors, man, these guys, I thought they were left for dead this evening without Draymond Green. But when it's all said and done, Andrew Wiggins steps up with 23 points this evening. Steph Curry struggles. Steph Curry's been off for the last couple of nights, guys. His shot, it happens to the great ones. And as you see, Steph Curry is one of the greatest shooters ever to play the sport. And, look, you know, he was 5 of 20 tonight. He took 23-point shots. Sometimes some teams don't take 20. He took 23-point shots tonight, Curry did. He only hit 5 of them. Normally, this guy's like 6 of 10. He was 8 of 25 from the field. But, you know what? That's the basketball is a team sport. And how about this? Kent Bazemore, 26. Steph Curry, 25. Kelly Oubre, 23. Andrew Wiggins, 23. I like the Warriors this evening. And full disclosure, I don't know. We'll get into this after. We're going to be coming up to a break. We'll bring Babano back in here. But what time was it that Draymond was scratched from this game? Because, you know, I did game time decisions. He was a go. And everything was fine. Except, you know, I'm on the air all the time. And even me, I was eating my Domino's pizza. I was ordering it. And I was going downstairs and whatever. I come back up and the game starts. And I already put my plays in. I play my props overnight because I know the numbers move. So I already played the Draymond Green prop earlier in the morning type thing. And I'm watching a game and there's no Draymond. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And they're like, oh, Draymond Green was a late scratch. I'm like, oh, that's just great. I'm like, I wouldn't have taken the Warriors to win this game if I would have known he wasn't playing. Because I took the Warriors to win tonight. But we'll get Babano's take on this on the other side. It's amazing, isn't it? Teams like that lose their players, they win anyway. Like the NBA betting market, volatile, I don't know. That's an understatement.
You think I'm dead, but I'm not.
Crazy ass league, man. But one consistent thing about this league, the Utah Jazz. 114-96, they beat the Clippers. The late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
Since you were a little kid, you've always loved sports.
So have we.
One of us. One of us. One of us. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information.
Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife. It's not your kids. It's not your neighbor. And it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
The Late Night Anger Match Request. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. Bring it. Level 2, Ian Cameron with us. All right, Debabano. So I came on tonight, and I said this last night. I talked about this, and so we took Ottawa the other night. You were with us on, was it Sunday night? We were talking about the Ottawa-Toronto game a couple of nights ago when the Leafs were like -390 favorites or whatever. And you said, well, I don't want to lay the price, but you'll take the team over, and you hit it. So you hit it. We hit the Ottawa Senators. We were live on the air, me and Cam. Hit the Senators, like, plus the puck line. So we didn't have it on the money line or anything. I wish. 17-1 at one point. But I didn't. We had them plus 2.5 pucks. So everybody loved the Leafs tonight, right? And the Leafs are part of every parlay and all this. They're going to kill them and all that. How this and that. Monster favorites. It took balls to do it. And I ended up splitting, but I won a little bit because of the juice. But I took the Senators to win tonight, Babano, and I took them on the puck line. So I got them plus money, though, at plus 1.5, right? Now, they didn't win.
Right.
But at plus 285, I was freaking in it, bro. I was freaking in it, and I did hit the puck line at plus 110. So I didn't lose money. I won the plus 10 cents, whatever. I didn't lose. I swung for the fences and didn't lose for it. It's like Lord Gambler rewarded me, Babano, by taking the chance and letting me not, like, go 0-2 in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's definitely taking a chance, because the thought process for most people was that Toronto was just going to obliterate this team after letting the lead slip away the other night and having that third period collapse. And, you know, Ottawa, though, again, has really been a team that's become this tight-checking team, try to hang in games, try to help their goaltending out, because you saw when they were getting just absolutely dummied, you know, early in the season by Vancouver and Edmonton, and they were getting blown out every single game, and they were just playing too loose. I mean, they were not playing good in their own end. They were letting their goaltenders, Matt Murray and Marcus Hogberg, face far too many qualities, elite-level, high-danger scoring chances, and you just can't do that, because the goaltending's not adequate enough. And they've tightened it up. They've been better in terms of their positioning in their own zone. They're not really making as many giveaways with the puck. Their puck management's been better. And they have made the Leafs work for this tonight. And you got to give them credit. And I've said this on many occasions. You know, DJ Smith's got this team working hard on a nightly basis. Again, it's going to be a season where maybe the results aren't going to indicate that, but you're going to have to just come up to the ice ready to play games if you're going to beat the Ottawa Senators, because they're going to be a team that's not going to roll over for anybody, and we're seeing more and more signs of that. You know, they're 2-2 now this season with Toronto. They've already beaten Montreal as well this season, so if you don't come ready to play these guys, they can surprise you.
I think those are the two teams they'll play the best against. Two teams that
exactly
they'll step
huge
up
rivalries. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like Toronto's their natural rival, and Montreal they're actually closer to, but it's still something they get up for it. I'll tell you, I don't find it stale, Babano. Like we had Blessing on earlier tonight, and Blessing said he's getting sick of it with the same teams playing all the time. You know, I don't really have a problem with it. I understand it is what it is. It's unique. I like, you know, I find this format interesting. I like the All-Canadian division and stuff. But it's tricky, man, from a handicapping standpoint, isn't it, Babano, when these teams play each other so goddamn many times in a row, pardon my language, so many times in a row. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, look, Edmonton and Toronto play again tomorrow, Babano. like Vancouver and Calgary again tonight. So it's one of these deals like, well, do you go back? Do you zigzag? And if you're in the groove in these things, it's good, isn't it, Babano? But if you're not, and then you're like, oh, I was wrong in the last. Like a good example is I had Vancouver the other night and I lost. And now tonight I'm like, ah, man, you know what? Calgary's just better than Vancouver. They'll beat them. So I take Calgary tonight and Vancouver wins, Babano. I hate being wrong two games in a row. You know what I'm saying? And having the different teams in these series. I hate it. It pisses me off.
Yeah, to me, with the zigzag theory, and not only has it been something you've had to handicap in the NHL, it's been that way in college basketball this season, especially with the mid-major conferences where the two teams are playing each other back-to-back games. And I've said this on a bunch of shows, and I think it's worth mentioning again. The zigzag theory, what I'm looking to bet the team that lost the previous game in the rematch, I want that team to be at least as good or better than their opponent. What I perceive them to be. I think they're as good as the opponent they lost to in the first game, or maybe the better team. And I think they're closer than... Look, Vancouver got, you know, their butt kicked early in the season. There's no question. And they struggled. They had a tough run of it. But they're closer to Calgary, I think, than some people think. Certainly offensively they are. You know, there's not much of a gap between Calgary and Vancouver offensively. Vancouver can score goals, and they showed it tonight when Horvat and Besser and Pedersen and Miller are all going for them. They can score. Defensively is where they've had their issues. Goaltending, Demko, or Holtby, rather, was really good tonight, and that's what came through for them. I'd say that one is one where I'd be more interested in a bounce-back theory. But if it's like a bottom feeder team, if it's like one of the worst teams in the league and they lost the first game, that's not the situation I'm looking at. Say, zigzag theory, let's back that team in the second game. Chances are if they got beat the first time by that team, they're going to lose again the second time. Kind of like I had Wagner in college basketball today against Mount St. Mary's. They beat Mount St. Mary's yesterday. They played Mount St. Mary's again today. And I backed Wagner again, and they won today. And why did I back them again? Because I just thought they were flat out the better team. You know, but the zigzag theory didn't mean a thing to me.
Look at like Loyola Chicago and Drake this weekend. Loyola Chicago smoked them in the first game, right? And then Drake comes back. But another thing, too, where it's tough, and it's sort of like you almost have to accept that you're going to lose sometimes. And as a prop bettor, I talk about this, Babano. If you take Zion and, you know, every night at 24.5, if he doesn't get there two games in a row, don't give up on it. Because he basically hits 70% of the time. So, you know what I mean? So a good example is, dude, I like Chicago against Detroit. We talked about it the other night. They've been playing all week. And here it is again. And I like them. And I keep hitting them. And I was thinking tonight, but are they really going to win again tonight? You know what I mean? When you get that in your head, it's like, yeah, man, I hit them in the last game. And I think they're better. And like you were just talking about, they're a better team. Yep. I think they're going to win. They're hot. But then you get the feeling, but man, the game was close. Detroit did have scoring opportunities and all that. Starts to get in your head, doesn't it, Babano, when the same team is beating the other team all the time, too. It goes both ways. It can mess with, that's what I'm saying. It can mess with you when these teams are playing each other all the time.
And look, every NHL bettor and handicapper is in the same boat this season. We've all been, this is new territory for everybody. You know, nobody's had to handicap a schedule in a season like this where the same two teams are playing each other twice, three times, sometimes even four times in a row.
Seven times.
Four consecutive games. Or seven times like Arizona and St. Louis because, again, they had their opponents. Their opponents had cancellations because of COVID. So that's how they ended up playing each other seven times in a row. So they just said, we're going to play Arizona, St. Louis a bunch because they were scheduled to play other teams and those teams can't play because they're in COVID shutdown. So that's how they ended up playing seven games in a row, those two teams. But yeah, I mean, everybody's in the same boat. We're all trying to adjust, trying to tweak and try to figure out how the best to approach all of these games. And what you said about Chicago Detroit makes sense. I mean, Chicago's actually leading the Central Division right now. They're right there with Tampa. I don't know if it's going to last, but yeah, obviously they're the better team than Detroit. And that's what dissuades you from looking at the zigzag with Detroit. You know, Chicago's just better than Detroit. They've owned Detroit, and sure enough, they beat them again. And on the flip side, that's kind of why I bet actually Detroit, believe it or not, in the rematch against Nashville. There's not, believe it or not, to me, in my opinion, my ratings, there's not a big gap between Detroit and Nashville. Nashville stinks. Like, they're horrible. They're not a good hockey team. We have to stop thinking of the Predators as this team that was in the playoffs every single year under Barry Trotz and then Peter Laviolette. They're not anywhere close to that team. And I took Detroit in the rematch against Nashville, and they beat Nashville.
All right, Babetta.
So it's, again, those situations you have to watch out for.
The late night ambulance.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Class continues.
You're listening to the home of the Winning Edge.
It's easy to get.
Just keep it here. Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Bon appetit.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, look! There's a big crowd. Welcome us back, even though we lost.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football? Let's see if you can catch a rock.
Late Night Anger Management Class, we're throwing it down. The Wicked Wednesday, always fun. Ian Cameron's all fired up. He did it again on the way out. Yeah, I'm like, Babetta, I got the new thing is, Babetta, when I say silence on the set, I did it last time and you got it, so it's my bad. Because I'm going to pull a Christian Bale here soon. So Ian Cameron throwing it down with us. So Babetta, the Ice Guys, tell us, you got a bunch of different shows on different platforms. So what, Sport Pub Radio you work with? You're doing the Ice Guys on the Hockey Podcast Network. Where can people find everything?
Well, first of all, I'll never work the number of hours daily on the air as you, but we're at least closing the gap a little bit with what we've been doing lately. We've got the Ice Guys 7 days a week, every day, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Ice Guys YouTube channel, the Hockey Podcast Network YouTube channel. It's presented by the Hockey Podcast Network, so excited to be doing that 7 days a week, available to anybody that wants to watch and that live on YouTube. And we've also got the show available for download on the audio podcast form on all major podcast platforms, so good stuff there. And I'm on Pub Sports Radio 3 days a week with the NBA closing time betting show, and 4 days a week with the college basketball closing time betting show, breaking down the card every show. So you can check me out there. Busy with a lot of shows these days, but I love it.
All right, good stuff, Babetta. So let's take a look at the overnight numbers here in some of these games. There's a number that I'm curious about. And I'm wondering, what am I missing on? There's a few of these, though. So let's blast through the board. Let's take a look here. So we got the Buffalo Sabres and the Washington Capitals. So you look, Brabant, look, the Devils come back. They don't play hockey for a while. And they win, right? They score 5 goals. They win. The Sabres come back and can't get a damn shot on goal. And it's one thing, Brabant, so they don't get a shot on goal in the third period of the first game. They come back. And then the second night they come back, they get 3 shots on goal in the second period. As I stated, I can round up a beer hockey league team. Literally, I'm not exaggerating when I say this. I can round up a bunch of like beer, like a rec hockey league guys in Toronto or Montreal. And these guys are drinking beer when they play and everything. I would say, listen, you're playing one period against an NHL team tonight. All right, we're playing the Islanders. The Islanders are coming on the ice in 2 minutes, and they're keeping track for real. And the Islanders aren't going to take it easy on us. We're playing for real. So, you know what would happen, Bavano? If a beer league team played the New York Islanders in a period of hockey, the Islanders would win, like, I don't know, 7-0, 8-0, you know what I mean, 9-0, maybe 10 if they wanted, but, you know, in that range, you know. Yet, I promise you, the beer league team would get a couple of shots on goal, Babano. Like, it's almost impossible. Like, not getting a shot on goal is like playing, is like not getting a first down in a football game. Like, what's the analogy? Like, it's almost like getting no hit, but no hit means the other team's good. The other pitcher was great. Like, not getting a shot on goal, bro, is pathetic, Babano. And then to get three in the next game in one period, like, I'm dead serious. I would fire the coach, but how many coaches can they fire in Buffalo, Babano? You know what I'm saying? They fire, like, what are you going to do? It doesn't work. That team doesn't work. I don't know what it is. The Sabres just, they suck, bro. They always have. They always will.
Yeah, it's been an ugly two games. It's actually the equivalent, too, if you want to equate it to basketball. It's like a team not getting a three-pointer for the entire game. You know, if they go 0-12 or 0-12.
No. You know what it is? A team doesn't get a free throw for an entire game. Because it just means a three-pointer, dude. No, but Bano, it happens, dude. The Raptors were like 2 for 24 in a game a few weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen. But, like, no, not a shot on goal, but Bano. I don't know. I'm good with these analogies. I will get the exact one. But it's pathetic. It's pathetic. So, anyways, what do you make of this game against the Capitals now? Capitals are minus 190.
Well, they only had 21 shots on goal in the 3-1 loss to the Islanders. And then the game Tuesday night where they got shut out 3-0, they only had 20 shots on goal. So in those games, they're averaging 7 and probably 6.5 shots per period. You know, that's not good enough. That's not going to get the job done. I mean, when you're getting just 6 and 7 shots per period on average, yeah, clearly this offense is not working. And it's got to be aggravating for Sabres fans because you brought in Taylor Hall. They have Victor Olofsson. They have Sam Reinhart. They have Jack Eichel. But this team is getting all their goals. The goals they do score, they're getting them on the power play. There is absolutely nothing coming from this team offensively at 5-on-5 even strength right now. And you just can't live on the power play. You can't. And I know their power play had been pretty good prior to the shutdown, their hiatus, but their 5-on-5 offense has been brutal. So if you're Washington and you're Peter Laviolette, you've got to think going into this game, stay out of the box, guys. Don't put this team on the power play. And if you don't do that, you know, we're going to be able to probably neutralize them because they just can't score 5-on-5. Washington had been playing terrible defensively, Gabe, prior to their last game. They finally buckled down. It was a much better, tighter, cleaner defensive game, beating Pittsburgh 3-1 the other night. It was a much needed because they had been just giving up too many goals, giving up 6, 7, 5 goals on a regular basis. Now they face this Buffalo team that can barely put the puck in the net and barely get a shot on goal, let alone put the puck in the net. Makes me think this total might be a little bit high. I mean, we're talking 6.5. I know the Capitals had been going over the total a lot, but they finally played to the under with that better defensive effort in that win against Pittsburgh. Maybe you go under this total, 6.5 here in this game. That would be the way I'd lean.
One thing that I can find, I'm just trying to look up the history of zero shots on goal. But the Pittsburgh Penguins did it in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Pittsburgh Penguins set a record. They didn't have a shot on goal for 37 minutes in a hockey game once. All right? But just so I don't have the regular season, but in the Stanley Cup, it was the first time it happened since 1957. The team didn't have a shot on goal in a period in the Stanley Cup Finals. So that's, but regular season different. And teams in the finals will be good. But so that it's that uncommon. Like, all you got to do is flick the puck at the net, guys, and you get a shot on goal registered. Imagine all those poor prop players, Babano, take the under on the shots on. You know what? God, we're idiots. We got to start betting the under on shots on goal on Sabre games. Take everybody under.
Yeah, take all their players. Yeah, that's because I don't think you can bet team shots on goal under, but you could bet player shots on goal under.
Yeah, exactly. Just take them all under. So the price is a little high. It's minus 190, total 6.5. So the Devils came back.
No. Actually, you know what, Gabe? I know what you can do. I know what you can do with that. There's books that offer goaltender save props. Well, the goaltender's not going to make any saves if he's not getting any shots fired at him. So take the under goaltender saves of the opposing goalie when they play Buffalo. That's something you can do.
All right. Why do I get the bad feeling if we both do this tomorrow that Buffalo's going to have like 44 shots on goal? But they won't. They suck. They won't. It's a good call. You're right. They have that. Over-under saves. It's usually like 28.5, 32 or whatever, right? It bounces around. I used to bet that, actually. I haven't bet that in a year or two. So it's a little high. So Devils are plus 200. And Babano, I remember off the top of my head, these teams played to start the season. You remember? And the games were like really tight. They went to shootouts and stuff. So Devils and Bruins, price is pretty high, man. Listen, the Bruins are a great team, and they've been great to me, but it's minus 245, so I would have to pass. And hockey guys, we see, like we saw tonight in the last two games with the Senators, and it's not like the Devils are that bad, but Babano, pretty attractive price. The Devils plus 200, total 5.5.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out if this Devils win the other night was them really just rising up or the Rangers just maybe kind of stink. I kind of think it's the latter because New Jersey shouldn't have. You're not supposed to lose at home to New Jersey given the guys they had out, and they were just coming off a long hiatus, and they still had Nico Hischier, one of their top players offensively. Travis Zajac was probably their best two-way forward. New Jersey didn't play. Nikita Gusev, another important forward scoring-wise, didn't play. Dmitry Kulikov on the blue line was out. They had still like five regulars out, and they go into Madison Square Garden and beat the Rangers. I think that's more of an indictment on the Rangers than a positive for the Devils. Now they're playing a really good Boston team that's just on a roll, winning games left and right. They're scoring goals. They're shutting you down as well. I mean, the Bruins defensively, they've been outstanding as well during this run, and they're off a rare loss. You know, they had 1-6-5 in a row, and they lost to the Islanders 4-2 in their last game. I don't think they'll look past the Devils. I can't lay the price. There's no value with Boston. I'm not betting the game, but I don't know if I'd want the dog here.
I just want to double check. What about all those guys? Are they going to be healthier tomorrow with Bando the Devils, or are all these guys still going to be out?
They're still on the COVID list, the protocol list. So unless they get removed from that at the morning skate, and I don't see any indication, at least as of yet, that they will be. So they're still going to be short-handed. They beat the Rangers without these guys, but Bruins ain't the Rangers right now.
Just for the record, so the two games they played, although it's different, like you said, the Devils are much more short-handed now. It was actually the first two games of the year for these two clubs. Boston won 3-2 in a shootout, and then the Devils won 2-1 in overtime. So both games went under the 5.5. That was the number. All right. So you know what? I'm not going to do it to myself, and I won't put Babano in the spot. I just got the cue, 30 seconds, and I know Babano well enough to know that 30 seconds. Babano lives in dog years. He lives in dog years.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
That's like Babano thinks 30 seconds is 3 minutes, so. Silence on the set. The late night anger management class continues. More puck talk. Maybe a couple overnight basketball picks from Babano. Bring it.
member.
You can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, satellite, or the internet. To make it any easier, we'd have to move in with you.
And nobody wants that.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There are 24 hours in every day,
1,440 minutes,
86,400 seconds, and we still have trouble squeezing all this glorious
sports talk in.
Have you thought about maybe sleeping less?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates kicking it sports byline style, sports map, Sirius XM, channel 204, all of our digital video platforms and everything else in between, including the psychos in our YouTube chat, Sports Grid Radio, YouTube chat room, live and kicking in a late night hours. We're talking pucks right now. We'll get back into some hoops. We'll get into the Fernando Tatis deal a little bit later on. I understand Ted Cruz decided to take a vacation while his constituents are freezing to death. We'll get to that a little bit later on as well. You know what? We don't get political on this show, but I don't know. Like, you know, it doesn't matter what political affiliation you have. Like, how can anyone like Ted Cruz? The guy's like a living, like, lot lizard. But we'll get to that a little bit later on. Ian Cameron kicking it with us. Babano. So, Babano, I got enough problems in my life, bro. Breaking down the NBA on a daily basis, man, and who's in the lineup and who's out of the lineup and all this stuff. But I'm noticing, as you just talked about, it's kind of like the same with hockey, to be honest. It's like it's the same with hockey right now with these teams. So let's keep it rolling. And I wanted to ask you, so you just said you don't think the Rangers are very good. And here are the Rangers right now who've shown little flashes, but, you know, they struggle, they show a flash, and then they go back, you know, they go back to struggling again. It's a short price against a good Philadelphia Flyer hockey team. And I'm thinking to myself, I see the number here, and I'm like, why is this number so short? Is like, are there a million players out for Philadelphia? There are a couple of guys out, but what about this game with the Rangers and the Flyers?
Yeah, it's Philadelphia for me or pass. I might still get there with the Flyers, but you mentioned it. Lindblom, Claude Giroux, Jacob Voracek, Travis Konechny, all out for the Flyers in this game. And with Giroux, Voracek, and Konechny, three of your top four scorers probably, three of your top five, I would say, outside. The only ones that are left, I think, are Couturier and James Van Riemsdyk. So that is a big hole offensively if those guys don't play. But as I mentioned with the Rangers, it's hard to trust them right now. They've found ways to lose. They haven't won close games. They've been in a lot of one-goal games, and they haven't won many of them. They're definitely not the better defensive team. That's the Philadelphia Flyers right now. The one concern, too, with the Flyers, Gabe, about taking them here, even though I lean that way, so they also have the big matchup with Boston as they're taking off to Lake Tahoe for that outdoor game on Sunday afternoon against the Bruins. So, you know, they're looking forward to that. It's going to be a picturesque, beautiful scenery. I mean, they're going to be playing where the mountains are with the snow, you know, glistening on the top of the Lake Tahoe mountains. It's going to be a beautiful scene for these outdoor games this weekend at Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Well, and that's coming up for the Flyers after this game. So it's the spot, the fact they've got a bunch of key guys out, and that's why the money's poured in on the Rangers. I mean, this was, I think, minus 140, and then now it's about even money, and it's all a reaction to the injuries, maybe the spot as well. But it's still hard to trust the Rangers. It would still probably have to be, for me, a lean to the Flyers.
I get the trip, Babano, but I like that you threw it. It's going to be beautiful. I don't think the Flyer players care. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, they want to win a hockey. Once the hockey game starts, yeah, like, they're focused on the game. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think like they're distracted by, well, we're going to see beautiful mountains. Like, trust me, Babano. But I hear what you're saying. It's a unique spot. And why the hell are Philadelphia and Boston playing in Lake Tahoe anyways? It was very confusing.
They wanted an Eastern Conference game. They wanted a Western Conference game, apparently, the NHL. One in each conference. And Colorado-Vegas made sense, definitely. Obviously, Vegas being in one of the games makes sense. But you're right. Philly-Boston was a little obviously weird choice. Well, I'm looking forward to Mike Tirico. Mike Tirico's calling both games on NBC, so that'll be a nice treat as well.
A little bit weird. You have teams from the East Coast playing an outdoor game. The Edmonton Oilers and the Montreal Canadiens didn't play outdoors in Dallas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, I don't know why they just didn't do a doubleheader, yep. But it's a pandemic thing. It's a TV thing. Just for the record,
for NBC.
The Flyers.
Yeah.
Even though the Flyers are depleted, they've owned the Rangers 9-1 the last 10 times they played. They haven't played this year yet, which is pretty strange, even though they're in the same damn division. They haven't played each other yet this year. You know what this game, Urbano? The injuries to the Flyers is weird. You know, it's a good point. Not the beautiful mountains, but the fact that these guys are packing their bags and they know it's kind of weird. Like, it's a different unorthodox trip that they're going on. And another thing is, it's one of these sort of gut check games for the Rangers, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Rangers just sort of sucked the other night. Like, it's a gut check. It's a division rival. And to people like us, when I say, oh, they've beaten them 9 of the last 10 times they played, well, it doesn't matter. It does matter to the players. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of guys that were on the team last year on the Rangers, and they know, man, we lost like 6 times to these guys or whatever last year, 5 times. You know what I'm saying? So the Rangers will be up for it. Islanders and Penguins. So we got the Islanders and Penguins tomorrow, Babano. What do you make of this one?
Yeah, the Islanders are playing really good hockey again, and they're not easy to go against. And this is another tough one for me. Like I say, I said on Twitter, the card is kind of yucky tomorrow, and there's a couple games I have a really good opinion on. This one, I think Pittsburgh, though, is going to be a bet-on team now. I know they lost to Washington in the rematch against the Capitals after beating them the first time, but I think their game has improved. I think they played with a little greater sense of urgency. Remember, there's a new regime in town with Brian Burke and Ron Hextall. All of these guys have a point to prove that we don't want to get traded. We don't want this thing blown up yet. Like, if you're Crosby, Malkin, and Letang.
That was my take when it happened. All right? I don't know. What Burke and Hextall influence. I said, you're damn right. I said, well, you have Burke and Hextall there. It's going to scare the hell out of everyone. And it has.
No, they played better. They have. I mean, they beat the Islanders already once since they came on board. They beat Washington the first game, and that was only their first loss, the rematch against Washington. So Islanders are playing well. I think Pittsburgh's played a little bit better. It's two teams that I'd rather bet on right now than bet against, so it's tough from a side perspective. Totals-wise, the Islanders are scoring right now at a pretty good clip. You know, they're getting 3 goals in every game. Pittsburgh, I think, is getting their offense going. Rust, Gensel, and Crosby, the top line, has really started to heat up a little bit the last few games for the Penguins. I think the last meeting with these teams went over, you know, 5.5. Maybe this game can get over the total. It's 5.5 here with the Islanders involved, but I think we might see enough goals to get that game over the total. Look, the Islanders played a bad Buffalo team offensively. Pittsburgh's going to be a taller challenge. I think it can get over that number.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. It did go over, Babano, because I know I lost. I had the under to get. I was playing a lot of Islander unders earlier in the year. Last few games have gone over, though. It's been tricky with them. They're not the lock. And they're not, every game's not going to go under, but you're right. It was 4-3. They played twice this year. Both times, Urbano, was 4-3. The Islanders won 4-3 and Pittsburgh won 4-3. And we've talked about this. It's deja vu because these same teams are playing. So I remember you and I even talking about these games, whatever, before. And just for the record, once again, we're going back to previous games. But the last 5 times that the Islanders and Penguins have played, it's gone over the number.
Yep, there we go. And you know what? The Islanders, the best time to bet the Islanders under is when they play a poor defensive game, because Barry Trotz always comes after them and drills it into their heads. We got to get back to that structure, that responsible play in our own zone. And usually when they have a bad defensive game, then you'll get a really good low-scoring under out of them. But they're coming off, you know, 2 games where they completely shut down Buffalo. And you just get that sense. Now they're playing a team that's got a little bit more offense to them, a little bit more weapons offensively. They might loosen up a little bit defensively for this game. And you're right, the series history with the Isles and Pens points to over.
Ian Cameron kicking it with us, a.k.a. Babano. We're talking some late-night pucks. Late-night pucks right now. So what else? What do you think about the overnight board, Babano? We look at this. It's too tricky. So what about the I was just looking here. So what's the deal? Is there No, there it is. Nashville and Columbus. All right, my bad. The rotation was just, it's different. No, the rotation was different at two different places, so I got thrown off. I wanted to ask you about the Leafs again. It's kind of weird they're playing. I've cashed two nights in a row with Ottawa with the puck lines. Do we go back to the well again a third time? But you were talking earlier, and a lot of people have been talking about how Nashville, not the same team as you stated. You got Columbus minus 120. Short price here, Babana. Once again, what about this number? Is it a trap?
Now you found something that's tickled my buying bone, as Kramer would say on Seinfeld with this NHL card. Columbus is cheap here, you know, at minus 120. Very, very cheap. Nashville's brutal. They really are. I mean, Nashville is not doing anything 5-on-5 offensively. Their defense has not played as well outside of Josi. You can't trust Pekka Rinne or Juuse Saros, either of their goalies. They're special teams, 27th power play, dead last, 31st penalty kill in the NHL, the Nashville Predators. This team is playing miserable hockey. Look at the record of Nashville the last eight games. They are 1-7, Nashville, in their last eight games. Actually 2-6 in their last eight games. The two wins were Detroit at home, 3-2, and they barely squeaked it out. And the other win was a 6-5 comeback against Florida in overtime, where they were dead to rights in that game. You know, they were down two goals with 2 minutes left, and they got a miracle comeback win. Those are the two wins for Nashville in their last eight games. I mean, they are just not playing good hockey at all. Columbus has lost two in a row themselves. They lost to Chicago. They had a 3-1 lead against Carolina the other night, and then Carolina erupted for six straight and beat them 7-3. Tortorella wasn't impressed. I think they really bring it back home tomorrow night, and I love the decision by Torts to rest Jonas Korpisalo. That guy needs a rest. He's not playing well. He needs a blow. He needs some time to recover, try to regain his form, because he's been pretty bad lately in net for Columbus. So they're going to go with Elvis Merzlikins. Elvis is in the building tomorrow night for the Columbus Blue Jackets in net. I think that's a good thing for them. I think they bounce back strong, beat a team that's very beatable right now. I'll lay the buck 20 with Columbus there.
Interesting matchup, Babano, here. What's your take on the Los Angeles Kings and the Coyotes, as the Coyotes just played that seven-game series with St. Louis? So always unique when you play a new opponent after that. We see that in the playoffs often. Teams will go seven games, and they'll struggle in the first game. It's a new matchup. Guys, if you play the same team seven times in a row, it's almost like natural instinct. Oh, yeah, I got to go here, right? I got to do this. It's like, no. It's a different scouting report now. They don't do the same thing. So it's almost ingrained. So it's an interesting dynamic here. What do you make of this matchup between the Kings and the Coyotes?
Arizona's playing great hockey. I've cashed a couple of winners with them, and I don't take anything away from them, but you mentioned the spot's a little tricky here. You almost have to look at it like, you know, they've just gone through the ringer of a seven-game playoff series. Well, maybe it's not had that kind of intensity because we're talking regular season,
right.
But still,
it's
the
tough,
same team. They've played really hard-fought games. You look back, you've played 4-3, 4-3, 3-1, 4-3 in a shootout, 4-1, 5-4 in overtime, and then 1-0 in the seventh game. Tight games, down to the wire, team that you're battling with in the division, the St. Louis Blues, Stanley Cup champion 2 years ago. I worry it's a little bit of a lay-an-egg flat clunker spot here for Arizona, and they're laying a big price, and I know L.A.'s not good, but they have won two in a row. You know, they beat San Jose. They shut out Minnesota 4-0 the other night. They're getting some offense, this Kings team, believe it or not. Dustin Brown has turned back the clock, done well. This might be the dog you take a chance with tomorrow night, looking toward L.A.
All right, we'll wrap up with Beto on the other side. You know what's crazy? As you just said, both teams are scoring. We'll continue to bring it.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network, doing our part to spread the winning edge nationwide.
Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your search is over.
You found it.
What you've been looking for.
The definitive culmination of the state of the art of sports talk.
This is the Winning Edge.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Level 2, 3-minute warning, quick, it's 180 minutes of Sports Talk Radio continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it. Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 204, in conversation with Ian Cameron Babano, one of the ice guys. Babano, we always appreciate your time. So before we get you out of here, you know, Arizona earlier in the season, they were playing to the under, some, you know, getting some good goaltending, lower scoring games. I guess they played the Ducks. And you don't really think of the Kings as a high-scoring team, but the Kings are 10-4 to the over, Babano. Meanwhile, Arizona 9-5 to the over. Two heavy over teams.
Yeah, I mean, this is a game I might look at the over a little bit. Arizona again off the 1-0 game. This could be a little bit more of a loose defensive game from them after, you know, all of that tight checking, intense, you know, lower scoring nature of some of those games against St. Louis, especially the last one, which was 1-0. So I could see the over. I could see the over in the St. Louis game. St. Louis went under against Arizona 1-0 in that game on Monday. St. Louis hasn't had back-to-back unders yet this season. Every single time they've had an under in the previous game, the next game has gone over the total. I think you see that with St. Louis and San Jose. San Jose is not a good defensive team. I don't trust Martin Jones and Devin Dubnyk, their goaltending. Blues have trended 6-1 to the over at home. That's an over I like even more, actually. Sharks and Blues over that 5.5.
All right, we got about a minute or so. What do you think of the Wild and the Ducks? Another West Coast matchup here, late night hours. Ducks have been an under team, 6-3-1. Obviously, Gibson's been one of the better goalies in league this year. What do you make of this game?
Yeah, I was not impressed with Anaheim against San Jose. I mean, San Jose, I think I have them rated lower than Anaheim, and San Jose beat Anaheim. And I think they're going to get a pretty upset Minnesota team getting shut out by L.A. the first game after their COVID shutdown. I still think Minnesota is a little bit better team, certainly has more offensive options than Anaheim. Anaheim's a terrible offensive team. I think Minnesota, as long as the price doesn't get much higher than minus 130, I think Minnesota's the side I'd look to.
Great stuff tonight, Babano. We'll catch up with you on Sunday. Thanks for the time.
All right, Gabe. Thanks again. Have a good night.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.